Guys, we're on the pod. The pod's on. Go.
Oh, fuck. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay.
Yeah, this is tough.
How do you go about stand-up?
I usually just sit here.
Usually have Matt. Me and Billy can make a Matt, though.
Matt gives me ideas. Matt just talks, and I get to sit here and go, what? But without Matt, I'm just, I got to find.
Why are you picking your nose like a little kid?
What?
The finger covered it.
Well, I was getting it. No, it was the place I was getting it. It was on the inside of the top left nostril, dude.
Doesn't matter. That's fine.
Inside left. How do you get it?
But like you were like covering it up. Your thumb's big as fuck to pick your nose with.
I got tiny thumbs.
You should just be able to pick your nose too. Like,
hold on, guys. Just because Matt's away doesn't mean this is going to be a free for all. Bill, go ahead. What was it you were trying to say?
Thank you.
Pardon me, Ron.
Don't talk over each other. Don't talk over each other.
No. What's going on, guys? How are you?
Nothing. You asked us to come up here? What did I say, dude?
I can't believe you did. I can't believe you got spud.
Hmm?
I've changed my entire mindset on this entire thing.
Yeah.
What?
So
he's gonna become a pro.
I have to adjust to ride with Billy. Billy's going pro. I have to go wherever Bill goes.
What?
You're a pro now.
Bill's a pro now. I have to follow him around or I'm
like, anything I do, I give 110%.
Except your job.
Huh?
That you quit.
Well, I was giving 110% until I started working.
You quit your job?
Yeah. He's a pro podcaster now.
Really?
That's why you came up here.
That's why you're dressed like this, dude. Now I fucking see you, dude. I said no on the jacket.
He's still alive.
That's sick. It's sick.
This is Dad's jacket. Stop.
It's cool as fuck.
I just didn't know you were a hipster like that. And it's cool. I think it looks good. I think it looks cool. I think it looks sick. It's got the right stitching, the holes in the right places. You got the Justin Bieber boots.
You can't hit him in the first minute with this.
You can't hit him
in
the first minute.
Why are we already talked about this?
Baby Billy will go down. Baby Billy will go down.
You see, just Terminator scan me to see what
Baby Billy
would be.
Nah, I'm not, I can't hate on anyone's sneaks, dude. It's just not me. Sneaks just aren't me.
I literally just bought boots.
Sneaks are cool, though.
I bought some Jim Green boots because I'm trying to get in. What do you think of these boots, bro? You think that I could pull those off, or you think I need to get harder hands?
I don't think you need harder hands. You need a big puffy jacket or something like that. That's not us.
But yes, now you're a pro podcast, bro.
What the fuck was that?
I thought I was going to come in.
It's fine. I just show up and it's like, hey, be the heel.
This is why I said I don't want to do this.
That's what I am.
They were like, don't mention his jacket. Don't mention his jacket.
When I was like, he can handle it. He said, I didn't know Billy was a hipster. And we were both like, don't try to protect baby Billy.
Hipster? These are clothes given to me by my father. This is a free jacket given to me.
It's a cool jacket. I enjoy it.
No, it looks fucking sick. And I'm speaking out of insecurity, my own insecurity, dude, for not being able to dress.
You can just have fun on a pot. What
is that? A Calgary Flames?
I think it's like Lancaster Flames or some shit like that.
American Needle.
Yeah, it's American Eagle. It's American Apparel.
No, American Needle. I think that's where. Is that where the hat's from?
No, my. See, how did you know that?
I like a good hat.
I don't look at me. I'm not fucking attacking you. I think you're doing great. I like your outfit. I'm sorry.
I guess it's different at Barstool. We're just like having normal conversations.
Barstool can't do so much different before we started attacking.
Yeah. Before we started, it was so nice.
I was being so nice, but then I had to performatively be a dickhead. I didn't mean nothing by it.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's all good. We're down in Drunk Island's podcast room.
Don't call me. What is happening, dude? We're gonna have to delete this.
Now he's in the cage.
Why can't we talk about anyone else? Spade's here. That's fucking
Spade's
sick.
Here. I'm very excited about that.
I might be on the way out, bro.
Why?
I got my Snorlab app, and I know that you're tired of hearing about it, but I think I need the CPAP machine.
Yeah, he's sawing logs hard as fuck.
I need a CPAP machine. Dude, I die constantly.
There's an app that records you sleeping. It records you sleeping, and then you can listen back to you doing that.
Oh, I can't.
It's fucking hell, bro. It's chaos.
Soda got one.
57% of me sleeping.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
Seven hours of sleep. Let's listen to some of your sleep. 7 hours of sleep, four hours of recordings? Snoring. 4 hours of straight snoring.
Is that bad?
Yeah, dude. It's 57% of the night I'm snoring.
Song logs.
Yeah. I got to stay alive for Billy, dude.
I feel like I snore the whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Spade's doing the high pitch shit, though.
Yeah, I'm doing
what
like...
Do no, what is that? How do you snore?
It sounds like a balloon.
I can play for you.
Yeah, let's hear some snoring.
I snore just...
Slow death.
Wake yourself up sometimes.
Yeah, look around.
It's tough, but what can you even do about snoring? I feel like it's an irreversible problem.
I'm going to probably work on my health a little.
Yo, yeah, if you have a BMI, if you have a BMI between 25 and 30, you're fucked. That's why you're snoring. You got to get the BMI under 25. I have 20.
Well, why are you coming at Shane like that?
I'm not coming. I have to say
he's there too. He's there too.
Why are you coming to me, dude? Now you're attacking me. He was not attacking me.
I'm just hearing. I'm hearing.
You made it an insult.
I'm connecting dots, dude. I hear what he's saying.
This isn't like you. Look, this is one of your battle raps, all right? We don't need to be mean to each other.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm terrified of this guy now. He's nice. Shit.
No, it's because I got another one cooking against the Asian dude.
Sean, can you hear it? I don't have headphones. That's me ripping, dude. It's not so bad. It gets weird.
That's a lot for...
Yeah, I'm little, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I
had to pull myself back.
He's butt-ass naked, too.
Butt-ass naked, too. Dripping cum.
Just exposed.
You sleep ass naked?
Oh, yeah.
Do you come every time before you go to sleep?
I try not to. I'm trying to save my grill.
I'm on day, like, Wednesday to Wednesday. This is day 7.
Why do you guys keep doing this?
A hole in my thumb.
Worrying about your cum.
So I can't fucking... I usually beat off left-handed because when I was young, my fucking dick was slightly curved to the left, and I thought it was because I was using my right hand, so then I switched to my left, and it didn't fix it.
He's neurotic.
I just have a slight curve to the left on my penis.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people think I'm nuts.
He's nothing crazy, just something cute, you know? Something to be remembered by.
What?
It's like a good imperfection, you know? Like the models have like a mole or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Nike swoosh?
Yeah, something sweet. No, no, not that hard, not that hard. Just like a... If you're looking like a 2x4, you're like, is that thing fucking straight? Like, well, I guess it isn't. It does at the top?
I never knew this about you.
Huh?
I never knew this about you.
Spade hates hearing about anything.
I hate hearing about your sex, dude.
Why?
He denies.
I remember
my
him
essence.
When he was a wee-in, dude.
You. So what? He's got a nice penis that goes to the left.
I feel like that's natural. I feel like that's normal. I think a lot of
it's
people.
It's normal.
Have
I just gotta get over it. It's just fucking weird.
What, you have a perfectly straight dick?
No, it's weird. I get sketched out when Bill starts talking.
He's a bit of an elitist because
elitist, dude. I'm just saying that you were...
You're hooded up?
You were mutilated and I wasn't. I feel bad for you.
You're on demon time with your dick, dude?
I scarred you, bro. Yeah.
Yo, is a demon time guy like conservative?
I think so.
Yeah, he put up a January 6th demon time and it like fired me up. I was like, yo, shit rules.
What's demon time?
It was pretty tough to explain, but I'll show you. Yeah. It's January 6th one. It's actually going to get you excited.
It's just like a fire up compilation video, like a Friday beers type of thing. Like you just
storm the Capitol.
Storm the Capitol.
This man's got no brand, dude. You can't use a reference like that.
He's off all the apps.
He has no. Dude,
well, I never
just got
really had it. I just got rid of everything.
He has an iPhone Pro Max 14. Zero apps. I swear to God.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's you'll like it, though.
Worse than 9/11, bro.
That's demon time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sweet. It's sweet. It's like nothing to it, really, but just something to enjoy from time to time.
I liked that video, though. It was just like, we can take that thing. And then the guy goes, and do what? Cuss the dudes.
It's
they're
fucking
doing it for real in Brazil.
Yeah, they are doing it for
real. They stormed it. Bolsonaro's in Orlando. He got poisoned. They tried to kill his ass. And then they're down there storming the Capitals, fucking everything up.
What are they doing? Are they swimming in the pool and shit or what?
Lua. The dude who got elected is supposed to with all the communists and the drug dealers. So they're spazzing the fuck out.
Damn, bro. What side are we on, dude? I'll side up.
Billy Bolsonaro, obviously.
wasn't Bolsonaro a right-wing guy?
Yeah.
They were saying he was like a fascist.
They were
just calling him that.
It's a cheap shot.
I know.
Dude, I can't stop thinking about that shit you were telling me about the soccer teams.
What about them?
The soccer teams in Europe have political meetings. Yeah. Like Barcelona's communist. Fucking
Real Madrid was
Real
like
Madrid's
the fascist.
Like the fascist
team.
And,
yeah.
And they kind of still hold
it's
it down
sweet.
Like that.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So do they only get players who are of that political leaning?
Not
or
anymore,
it...
but I'm sure they did.
Fucking
like
sick.
Rangers and Celtic in Scotland were doing that.
Yeah,
like
Shane
Catholic
started
team,
talking
Protestant
to me about
team.
This, and it fucking sent me down a troubles rabbit hole, and I'm probably not going to get out of it.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Let's talk troubles a little, dude.
We can talk troubles.
What do you
brothers?
Got? I don't know shit
about
that.
I don't know fuck all.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about it. Me and Billy are going to get to talk to some Irish dudes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
In Upper Darby, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Some real Irish guys or like...
True, man.
Yeah, fobs? Just because it's like it's very hard for American people to understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The bigger picture of it all.
Yeah, I don't know shit about it. I only know a little bit about the famine. Which was really like that.
We're going.
That was
back,
a genocide. That was a genocide.
Absolutely. I don't know shit about it. You're exactly right.
I deserve, I should be paid for that.
Yeah, I mean, you get real fired up if you get into like the Blanket Men, Hunger Strikers, H Block, The Maze, Long Cash.
And you guys are going to do a podcast series on the Troubles.
That's what I want
to
do.
Wow. That's something to look forward to.
That's a plan.
Next level.
I mean, you know, that's a plug.
Yeah,
professional
podcast.
That's
warm mode, dude. So now that you're a pro podcaster.
Oh, dude, you do this.
What happened to your job?
Me and Spade are working on. This is a thing. I'm getting slandered constantly because I am working. We're just working for ourselves now. So me and Spade are working on
the house.
We're not
getting slandered. You're reading every comment.
I can't help it. It comes on my phone. I'm going to read it. Maybe new year.
You
got to
change the fucking settings so it doesn't email you.
Take off push notifications.
I have no apps, bro.
And how am I supposed to know when something from Amazon's coming? Got to get home.
You push notifications for comments?
No. Just for emails. Because I used to get like seven emails a year.
He likes it, dude. He likes it.
Now I have like 1,000 emails a week and it's fucked.
Because it's fun for a little bit when you're hearing good stuff about yourself.
No, because
when the comments begin, it's great.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like,
people
are
listening to this?
Yeah, this many people are thinking about
it.
Then
you get one bad one, you're like, what the fuck?
Dairy Queen? Suck?
There was one guy that used to roast me. I was like, Dairy Queen's a bitch. Fuck that guy. He's around. He's got to be lingering.
You think so?
New username?
Day one.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying is I'm just going to try as hard as I can with this. So if Shane calls me, I'll come up. This is more of a family matter than it is.
This is family.
Yeah.
What is?
Matt's
me
sick.
Me and Bill's family.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt's under the weather, so you guys had to sub in.
You call me like, dude, please. No one does it like you. I was like, dude, all right, fine.
It's true. No one does it like
you. I want you to come up here. I want you to get a little exposure. You're the big dog now. You're the big top podcaster. You're the big pro.
Come on, dude.
You're the pro now, dude. You wear a cool jacket. It's pro.
Dude.
When are you coming in doing a son of a boy dad or a fucking barstool ass podcast?
Let me get some confidence up here, bro. That's what we're doing right now.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it. What do you mean your confidence is up? You know about the Troubles. You know about H Block. You know about the fucking.
We're building ourselves up here, bro.
You're ready. What are you talking about? You're fucking running. You're sprinting.
It's tough, bro.
The statue's almost done. He's not ready for exhibit yet.
No, I think you are, dude. Put that shit on display. Throw yourself in the fire.
You gotta get out there, dude. Yeah.
I'm trying. This is it, dude. You're looking at it.
Get him, boys.
I can't believe you got him.
What?
I can't believe you secured Spud for this.
I got a nice little BLT.
He abducted me with a BLT.
BLT. You're excited. You like coming up here to have
a
couple drinks.
I just want
to
hang out and drink beers. Yeah. And Bill was like, dude, if we do this right, you will get to hang out all the time.
Exactly.
And that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
The last time we hung out, it was we had the night of our lives.
That's what I'm saying.
We were at Helium. We were fucking joking, dude. We were laughing.
Let's go.
It was fun.
I felt bad the next day. You know what I mean? That's what you're looking for. I want to feel bad tomorrow. I'm trying to feel like shit tomorrow after hanging out.
I'm going all January. No drinking though.
Why?
I need a nice little fucking reset to start the year, and then you know.
You're the easiest dude to fucking get in their head. You literally changed your life. We were making fun of you for drinking too much. We were like, party boy. You're like, I just need a reset. Dude,
bro,
you don't drink
when?
At all. You
when?
Drink like two fucking mixed drinks.
There's so many jumps you're trying. You're trying to get me to drink just so you can say you got me a drink. Then when I say no, you said, oh, we got
it. No, it's not like
you just
that.
Did. This is something I came up with on my own. I was like, I'm just going to chill for January.
Remember when you cut your hair? Pussy.
Dude, I cut my hair because you said, you're a fucking idiot. I just made you grow your hair out for a month. I'm never going to pay. Or for a year, I'm never going to pay you.
I was
going to
give you that money,
over.
Dude.
No, you weren't.
Absolutely.
You're tight, dude.
What?
People don't know that about you. You sent me in Spade Venmo request after
tight.
Nashville.
It's time to start getting tight, dude. I got a phone call. Taxation's coming, dude.
Oh, you're about to get audited? You're about to get ran
on taxes,
down on?
Dude.
That's bullshit.
On the way to Nashville, the tax lady called and was like, here's how much you owe. And I was like, ooh.
She told you
could
already?
Venmo time.
She told you in fucking January?
End of the year.
She was just like, yeah, this is what we're expecting.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Is it a scary amount of money?
Yeah. It's
any amount is fucking scary.
I didn't even
dude.
Know I made that much money.
Yeah, I watched a video of Kevin Hart.
I didn't
Hart.
Think I had that.
Dude, Kevin fun. Hart bought a bunch of people houses and then owed 500 G's. And he was like, yo, what?
It's crazy.
Like, you have no idea.
You can't be doing nice things for people like that.
Exactly.
That shit is not
worth
fucked
it. Fucked up. That's more handouts, Bill. Other than this, I'll give you exposure. That's all I can offer you.
That's fine. I just want friendship, honestly, at the end of the day.
I would love. So just help me, dude. Spud Dog.
Yo.
Guys, I'm trying. This is I'm playing point guard.
I love it, dude. You are running the show, dude. You're directing traffic.
I'm going to Bill. Watch out. Spud, come on. Hit me.
What do you guys want to know about? What do you guys want to talk about? What are we doing?
All right, I'll give
girls,
you guys.
What do you know?
I'll give you a nice story. This has been bothering me for now going on 24 hours almost. Last night at the cellar, I'm sitting at the table, big time, and
Cezanne.
Starts nice, accosted. Friendly enough conversation. Me and a comic I'm friends with.
Yeah. You've been accosted again?
He recommends books. I listen to them. Car we talk fashion. About them. It's a very nice time. And then somehow we got to Osama bin Laden. And I was like, isn't it kind of weird they just we never saw a picture of him?
Wow.
That's it. That's how it started.
Well, did Billy told me all the FAA downed all the planes today.
Yeah.
From a power outage.
Every plane's grounded right now.
And I'm thinking what? This is the first time every since 9/11.
Just got grounded.
What dots did you guys both connect right there?
Since 9/11, this might be today might be the first day that all the planes are grounded. And are we under attack? I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm going to fly tomorrow.
I don't know.
Unless
Bill
I got a fraud Twitter.
Bill also showed me a picture of Joe Biden. That's definitely fake.
Yeah, that was Photoshopped.
I think that would be a pretty big deal if every flight was canceled right now.
It's been lifted.
But it was down.
It was.
Apparently for nationwide system failure. What the fuck? That might be the first time since 9/11.
I'm like Sean King when it comes to breaking stories.
Sean King.
That kid sucks.
Sean King. Dude, I used to go on his Twitter account and just fucking eat it up, dude. Yeah. Sean King. He's just brutal. Him talking shit.
Well, hold on. What happened with the flights? Why did this happen?
I don't know. I just read a tweet and
just
kept it
pushing.
Just
about talking shit, battle rap, and you have like the biggest dick, dude. Like you can walk around anywhere. Everyone will fear you.
Bro, this is the most ADD'd out conversation that I've ever heard.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. This is bad.
No, it's good. It's good. I like it.
This is Patreon. We'll get it cooking in the second.
This is just a conversation.
Yeah.
No, it's a conversation. So I'm trying to figure out why the shit got canceled, and I want to figure out what you guys are talking about.
Story, but
Osama bin Laden.
I simply just heard that.
Well, this is what I'm running into because I get my news from like you guys.
Yeah.
And fucking
that's
Jinx.
Bad. You gotta stop.
I listen to
we've been pretty right.
Jinx.
Pretty right.
I'm fucked. And then I get in a conversation with a dude who watches the news, and I get fucking eaten up.
Yeah, destroyed.
I got butt fucked last night.
They're making shit up.
And they were making stuff up, and I kept saying, like, that's good. You're making stuff up.
It's just made up.
And they're like, what are you, a fucking Q guy? I was like, no.
That's
all
their
I said,
attack. You know, that's like, you know, they've been doing that.
That's all I said. All that I
sorry,
said.
Sorry, I wanted the fucking country.
Was, right? Isn't it weird? Don't you find it weird that Hunter Biden was on a board at Burisma?
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Rosemont's not a good
and it was like,
Burgers.
Trump's worse. And I was like,
how?
Is that what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, you're in a classic argument.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this is all day.
Dude, I got hit with not my.
This is why.
A dude hit me with, have you seen Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah.
That's cocksucker like, shit, dude.
Yeah, that's
well, then we can't talk. What are you
I
talking
saw
about?
Him smoking crack and getting a foot job.
No, this guy literally meant, have you seen physically, have you been in the room with the laptop? Have you seen it?
I should have said, I saw it last week. Fuck yourself.
Yeah. Did you see me seeing it? Like, what the fuck?
Why
are you
talking about? How did this happen from not
friendly
seeing
conversation?
Osama bin Laden?
Oh, because that was. Do you think he was like? What do you think? Like it was an inside job, and I was like, no. But how come there's no picture? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
We got
like,
the
I was like,
Saddam
I'm not,
pictures.
I'm not accusing
galore.
Anything. I was just trying to have a conversation.
Gaddafi
why do
was
you
getting
think there wasn't one?
Sodomy done to him.
Saddam was on camera. Fucking didn't he say shut up to somebody?
Yeah,
he
was like, a real hard ass.
That's pretty fucking sick. Dude.
It's
Saddam rules.
It's fucking legendary. So what could have happened with Osama? Like you said,
I was
chilling?
Looking into it. I think one of the stories is a bunch of the SEALs that killed him shot him a ton of times, like fucking Inglorious Bastards, Hitler'd him.
Like COD, game winning,
just ripped
like
his
everyone
face.
Got a couple in, and they were like, "We can't put this picture out."
They defiled
that's
I feel like
rumor.
That would be like better.
No, I feel like that's the most reasonable explanation.
Like every dude went and got one.
Yeah, so you don't know who did it. You don't know whose bullet it was that killed him. Plausible deniability, or everybody gets to share the what's the dude's name? Rob O'Neill or some shit like that. The guy who gets credited.
By the
with
way.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
I've got some inside sources saying that guy's telling tall tales.
Yeah. Really?
But obviously. I don't know.
I heard the same thing about the Devil of Ramadi, the dude.
The sniper or whatever?
I heard that he's telling tall tales. I heard that he was inflating numbers. Heard that from other Marines. I don't know, but I like to
I think all those guys get a little wacky. Yeah. Wasn't fucking
during wars,
Kyle saying,
numbers.
Wasn't American Sniper saying he was shooting people in New Orleans or something?
Yeah,
he
I think so.
Punched Jesse Ventura in the face. Like,
yeah, he was saying the craziest shit.
They're going to tell some tales.
They're wound.
That's who you want out there.
Yeah.
Guys
yeah.
making shit up in
you see
head.
Prince Harry said he had 25. He had 25 kills.
Damn.
But it was from a helicopter, though. Like he
KD's
was
25-0.
Yeah.
That is how the Brits do it, dude. The Brits are in those choppers.
But how could you count from the helicopter? How could you be like, I definitely had 25 kills from a helicopter? Like, how do you even know?
He probably wasn't even over a war zone. It's probably just slaves on the ground. Like, you got him, Harry. Go back. Way
good
to
job.
Go.
Good job, Harry.
Wonderful job, shot, Harry. You just blew up a school.
Him and a bunch of beagles. He was on a horse. Just chasing just hunting people dogs out of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, war for those guys is Bannerlord.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That is their deal.
It's badass.
I always get freaked out when the wars kick in because it's like there are dudes that are war. Like there have been dudes in history that like win wars. And like yeah, those guys are genetically.
Were we talking about this or were you talking
I've
about
talked to this about this. I've tried to talk about this to everyone. But
I think you and me got it because I got pumped on Grant.
I spurg about this shit.
Just Grant getting activated?
Like there's a dude out there right now that's like Grant. And like yeah, if America had to fight a war on this soil, which God forbid it ever happens, there's dudes that will get activated that like, and they have another mindset. So they're built for war.
Because yeah, Grant was like drunk. Yeah. He was just drunk. He was like just drunk on the sidelines.
Before the Civil War, he was working at like his father's fucking general store.
These dudes are out there right now.
He was a cashier when the Civil War started.
like sixpence, please.
He just got fired up, dude.
They activated like, Stonewall, and he was ready to go. He was ready to burn Philadelphia down in like 2 days. He was like, fuck it, let's go to Philly. Let's burn it the fuck down.
He was like a quirky teacher that they all were like, dude, this guy's a dork. They all like joked about how weird he was. Civil War started.
Oh, yeah. Like, what if he would like memorize his lessons and say them word for word? Yeah. Someone like asked a question one time and he just ran back the lesson word for word the next day.
He clearly had Asperger's, but yeah, I'm saying like, yeah.
How about when that one, like an officer told him, like, stay here or whatever. He was like, attention. He stayed at attention. Dude, for a like, day.
For a day.
The guy, the other professor walked back day and saw him standing there and was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like waiting for my next order.
Paid by the rules.
Yeah.
Activated. So do you think dudes can still get activated like that?
Yeah. I'm saying that this is a thing.
If those guys exist, they still do.
That's what I'm saying. Like this is a thing humans have that only war brings out. You know what I mean? So it's like we don't know.
Which dudes they might just
which
be among
dudes
us?
Are going to be like among us are just random dudes right now.
And you think that they're guard soldiers already?
Guard dog. Everybody thinks it's them. Trust me. It's not me.
It's not
I
know it's not
I got
me
to West Point. I found out right away. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
You soft ass
there's
hands.
Dudes that are built for the mud and the blood.
Not anymore, dude.
It is what it is.
But you think that they're just working like a union job right now, or do you think most of them are enlisted? Like
Stonewall was a teacher. Who
you
knows?
Never know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like when real shit hits the fan.
Not these backer ones, bro. Come on.
Limbs of TikTok. Like the teachers are just fucking
those freaks can do it.
Blue haired teachers activated.
Communist revolutionaries out there.
Everybody just locked in.
Oh, yeah, like all those guys in the IRA were just random ass dudes.
Thank you very much.
Hell yes.
Blur her voice out like she's a Mexican in one of those drug shows.
We got some Bud Lights. The cartel was brutal to me.
Max away. The mice are going to play.
The mice are playing.
It's drink time. It's dark out.
Throw on some nog, dude. Throw on some porno. Let's get hard together.
I love porn, dude.